Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I recently heard a congressman saying, you know, certainly you have to understand there is no conspiracy. There is no master plan. We have some people in government who are confused, and this is the reason they're doing what they're doing. But there is no great conspiracy. Well, in some respects, he's absolutely right. It's not a conspiracy. It's out in the open. You can read about it in their publications, in United Nations publications. You can study about it on the Internet. Trouble is that this congressman had no idea what Agenda 21 is. He has no idea what ICLEI is. He doesn't understand that these people who are pushing these ideas to transform our society are not just confused. They are organized. They are orchestrated. And after this congressman had been challenged, he did check it out and said, well, yes, I was mistaken. There is this, but it's not a conspiracy. It's very much out in the open. And it is. But, of course, they have concealed what they're doing from the American people. So that the vast majority of the American people have never heard of Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. ICLEI, the International Coalition for Local Environmental Initiatives, their plan to transform America, and of course the smart meters and the smart grid, and there are many things that are part and parcel of this. Certainly what they're doing as far as trying to get us to limit the use of electricity, what they're doing to get us to try to get us out of cars, what they're doing to get us to try to limit our use of water, it's all part of a master plan put forward by people who have a different version for America. They want a simpler America, something like the life that the peasant in China lives. Of course, that's just for you common peasants. The elite will always live in luxury as they always have, because this is a program put forward by the elite. And with us this morning to discuss what's really going on behind the scenes, or at least one aspect of it, is our good friend Michael Shaw of FreedomAdvocates.com. Hi, Michael. How are we doing?
I'm doing really well, Dr. Stan. Good to be on your show here in Colorado again. It's
Will you pick Colorado up the story?
I'm sorry?
You go ahead.
Well, Colorado's an interesting place because this globalist onslaught, which operates at the global level but infests at the local level, is alive and very well in Colorado. And it accounts for what we're seeing across the country, which is a complete submission of local governments to the international decrees that are coming out and being dispersed by our federal government in locales everywhere across the United States. And it's, you know, it's no exception in the state of Colorado. I'm going to focus today on two elements of Agenda 21, not its policies or practices, but its implementation. You know, how does this globalist scheme affect me, says the ordinary person? Well, the globalists have a mechanism that has been put in place now for a number of decades, such that the federal government, which is fully committed to the international agenda, fully committed, doesn't matter if it's Barack Obama as president, or Mitt Romney, or George Perry, what is his name, the governor of Texas, Perry, he is as fully embraced into the Agenda 21 dynamic as is anyone in this country. So it doesn't really matter who gets elected president this next term. Barack Obama is fully committed, as was George Bush and Bill Clinton and George Bush before that. And every name being bantied around as a presidential candidate today is a full supporter of Agenda 21. Every federal agency has this primary mission, the implementation of one aspect or another of Agenda 21. Let me just summarize Agenda 21 for those who aren't familiar. I know your audience is largely familiar with Agenda 21, but Agenda 21 is the program for the 21st century to put the world under a system of world governance where three primary goals are accomplished. The first is the abolition of private property. Agenda 21 says that private property is a social injustice and therefore it must be abolished step by step, and we're certainly seeing that in the United States today. We'll talk about that in this next hour. The second element of Agenda 21 is education for global citizenship. That means you send your children to school, they're going to come out not as Americans, but as global citizens. The educational program is working. In polling last year, we found out that a majority of students who graduated from high school and from college last year identify themselves as global citizens, not as Americans. And the third element of Agenda 21 is control and monitoring of human activity. And this is what technology is being used for. You know, the federal government is trying to pass laws that require every state to make every driver's license readable by monitoring machines. You walk through a doorway and all the information that's been compiled against you and stacked onto this information bank, you walk through with your driver's license, they know who you are, they know everything about you. So we're really facing a situation where this world order calls for the abrogation of all national sovereignty and the formation of society along a new set of rules. They actually say in their documents that the human population needs to be reduced by 85%. They put it in terms of numbers. They say 1 billion on a worldwide basis. They say, though, we can have a larger population if the population is made up of peasants. So we see that America, destiny, as it incorporates itself into this world order, America's destiny is to either suffer massive population decreases or to destroy the infrastructure of the modern world, and for people to live as peasants, short-term lives, working the land for the ruling elite. We're talking about something very serious here, because when we look at the federal government, we see that the federal government has abandoned its domestic trade policy. We've surrendered ourselves to the World Trade Organization. We find ourselves with our military stretched around the world, all in an effort to achieve globalist objectives. We find our money being imploded. The dollar is not going to last. We need to prepare ourselves for that, because that's the methodology by which they're going to take down Western societies.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw to discuss the coming transformation of America. Not a conspiracy, it's right there in the open, but you can't see it.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body, follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way, or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, I'm Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Michael Shaw. Michael, go right ahead.
Well, I'm going to talk today about two organizations that, one from the international community and one from the federal government, that comes into local communities and creates the circumstance necessary for the implementation of Agenda 21. Now, these organizations are ICLEI. You made mention of it in your introduction. ICLEI is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. It's a particularly dangerous organization, and one which I say, when your city fathers sign a contract with this UN outreach, this NGO from the UN, that is designed to come into local cities and create the circumstances necessary to implement smart growth, that's the government system of land management and monitoring that is central to Agenda 21. So the purpose of ICLEI is to bring these policies into local government by way of a contract where the citizens pay a fee to this international organization for guiding your local planning departments and elected officials in terms of how it is they can internationalize the standards of your community. You say, oh, that doesn't seem possible. Who, what elected official would engage in such a contract? Well, there are 600 such contracts around the nation. And in Colorado, communities that have signed such contracts, violated Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution in doing so, are the following: Arvada, Aspen, Boulder, Breckenridge, Carbondale, Denver. You know, the current governor of Colorado brought it to Denver. Durango, Fort Collins, Golden, Gunnison County, La Plata County, Loveland, Manitou Springs, San Miguel County, and Westminster. Now, these are cities where your elected officials have actually signed contracts so that ICLEI's policies run your communities. Now, Dan, we live in a community that has done the same thing. We were one of the original in Santa Cruz, one of the original members of ICLEI. And people who've been to Santa Cruz can see the signs of that all over the place. When you sign a contract with ICLEI, you are giving up your local identification with being American. Because an entirely different philosophy and standard is brought to your town when ICLEI has a contract. Now, a woman named Stacy Lynn has been very active on the Colorado Plains for the last couple of years in exposing ICLEI to members, to citizens and residents of each of these communities. So I know that there are a number of listeners in the audience today who have heard about ICLEI. And my message is the work she's begun needs to be continued by the other good citizens of Colorado, just as ICLEI is being taken on by residents all across the country. 13 in the last few months, 13 communities have kicked ICLEI out. Until you kick ICLEI out, you can be assured that your children's lives are going to be lived as though your children are livestock. Because that's what Agenda 21 does. It politically, it economically, and it spiritually strips people of their essence of being a human being. Now you become a cog in a globalist machinery that is set to serve a ruling elite. That's not something that any of us can accept morally or practically. And the first step to returning America to American ideals is to rid every community of ICLEI and in the process cause local residents to understand what it is about Agenda 21 and organizations like ICLEI that must be moved off our shores as we begin to recapture the American ideal. Because as we sit today, we've effectively lost, not just because of organizations like ICLEI, but for all of the actions being taken, both in D.C. and at City Hall, that abandon the concept of the American Foundation, where private property is no longer respected, and where everything is directed to a preconceived idea about which how society should operate. So if people have calls in the audience about ICLEI and it's the nature of its operation and how it is they can take steps to remove ICLEI from their city, I hope you call in today or communicate with freedomadvocates.org, not .com, freedomadvocates.org, so that you too can join the bandwagon of American citizens who have become aware of the insidious nature of this organization, which has snuck into your communities. There's no publication in the newspaper. There's no announcement. There's no campaign issues. It just happens. And when it happens, you're sunk. Now, what ICLEI tries to do is all kinds of actions. In their own words, they say, our mission is to build and serve a worldwide movement of local governments to achieve tangible improvements in global environmental and sustainable development conditions through cumulative local action. And when you hear the term sustainable development, that is the synonym for Agenda 21. Those terms are used interchangeably by the advocates of Agenda 21. Sustainable
and
development.
Of course, these are very well-funded, well-coordinated, well-organized groups. Of course, you are not going to read about them or in the local newspaper because your local newspaper, in all probability, is controlled. You're not going to hear about it from most radio stations because most radio stations and television stations are controlled. Yes, occasionally you'll hear it on programs such as this. You can look it up on the Internet. The information is there, but carefully coordinated, well-financed all throughout the world, a subversive organization intent upon transforming the structure of American society, but the society throughout the world. If such an organization exists, why haven't you heard about it? Because you're not supposed to. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you have a question for our guest today, Sydney, our guest is Michael Shaw, and we're talking about ICLEI and, of course, his organization, freedomadvocates.org. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, people may initially, as I would have, 20 years ago, said, oh, such coordination is not possible. we live in a system with a built-in arrangement of checks and balances. And it's just not conceivable that such nefarious activity be conducted right under our nose without us knowing about it. And I say, well, if you think that today, you're simply mistaken. And the reason I can say that with such confidence is that when a nation, when a world has adopted a funny money system, that is money made out of thin air and loaned out by these central forces, and where every country in the world today has such a system, and all those monetary systems are coordinated internationally at the Bank of International Settlements, you begin to understand that there's a infrastructure for centralized control, and it exists around money. So, of course, there's plenty of money printed for the purposes of implementing the Agenda 21 goals. You know, and, when you discover ICLEI, you begin to, the next thing you learn is that's just the tip of the iceberg. The organizations that are committed to the implementation of this are endless.
Absolutely. But by identifying a caller, let's see who's on the line.
Hello?
Who's on the line?
Oh, my name is Brian.
Brian, do you have a question for our guest?
Oh, yes. Actually, I was hoping, is Stacy Lynn going to be on your show?
We've had Stacy in the past, and we will get her on again, I promise you. I'll give her a call. Try to get her,
okay.
Give her a call this morning.
Well,
She's listening, and she probably is. She certainly can call in. Go ahead, Brian.
I live in Arvada, and I have personally interviewed the councilman who's running for mayor, and the current councilman named Bob Dyer, who have said that they are opposed to the ICLEI programs. And yet, at the same time, they're working vigorously to implement the Ralston Road project, the Triangle project, and the Wadsworth Bypass projects, all of which involve traffic calming, trolley cars, live-work-play projects, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not sure that this is so much a question as a comment, but it could be turned into a question. Would you please explain to your audience the importance of these entities, traffic calming, live, work, play, and the continuous move to eliminate cars from the road?
Well, sure. At the core of Agenda 21 are two land use programs. One is called Smart Growth. And the programs you're talking about and referring to are all Smart Growth programs. This is how Urbana is supposed to run. You're supposed to be rid of your cars. That means creating walkable communities. And the traffic calming means making it very difficult to drive because you put bumps out in the middle of the road. You make outlets from the sidewalk, making it difficult to make right-hand turns. You reduce two lanes of traffic to one lane of traffic and put in a lane of bicycle to replace the lane of autos. That's traffic calming. The goals of Agenda 21 and the purpose of ICLEI is to get you out of your car, to get you out of suburbia, to get you out of the rural area, and put you on the high floor of a, quote, walkable community in downtown areas. Now, if you go to Denver, Denver is prototypical smart growth development today. And the pressure that's going to be exerted on people who are not living their demanded style is going to increase over a period of time. And what you find out, the story that Brian's just told us about Arvada is typical. Because if you're a politician today, and you like being a politician, and you have to be for Agenda 21. And so when the citizens start to understand what's going on and clamor, you say, oh, I don't support this, I don't support this. But business goes on as usual, and the support continues. The only way around this is to elect people who are not connected to either major political party and who are committed upon their election to ridding your town of the globalist elements, you know, right down to the nitty-gritty of traffic calling.
And
does that help answer?
The point that Michael is making is the leadership of both political parties is pledged to Agenda 21. And, of course, they're never going to admit this publicly. The last thing they want to ever admit is they're part of this subversive movement intent upon changing the structure of our society. They want to determine where you live. They want you in a sustainable community so they can watch you and monitor everything you do and everything you say. And certainly they constant control of the individual. This is what it's all about.
You know, a lot of people don't understand that, for example, Williams and Dyer, the two men that I mentioned, are both claiming to be Republicans, and yet they are abusing the people and the rights of the people just as severely as any socialist, any communist, any full-blown Democrat. Totalitarian. It does not matter. These are people who are set on the control of other people. The little
all
people.
About control. God bless. Thanks very much. Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here. As the American.
Wow.
Would you like to have an exclusive first choice preview and pre-sale with the experts and vendors of the upcoming Self-Reliance Expo before the general public arrives? This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me for an exclusive preview only August 16th and only for the listeners of KHNC 1360 AM The Lion. 1360 AM The Lion has arranged a one-hour private pre-sale event at the National Western Complex Self-Reliance Expo on Friday, August 16th at 8:30 AM and we're calling it the KHNC Lions Pride Preview. Call 303-586-1258 and register for the KHNC Lions Pride Preview and purchase your discount tickets at the door. KHNC listeners must arrive by 8:30 a.m. Friday, August 16th to receive one-hour exclusive preview and presale, $2 off your admission tickets at the door, private introduction by myself to the exhibitors and Ron Douglas, Self-Reliance Expo organizer. Space is limited, so call 303-586-1258 and reserve your spot for the KHNC Lions Pride Preview now. That's 303-586-1258.
Hi, I'm Bev Parker. Are you looking for a better, safer, healthier way to live? Then join me for Extreme Health, a series of essential oil workshops at the Fort Collins Hilton, Wednesday, August 31st, beginning at 4 p.m. Experience the natural healing power of essential oils and learn to use them. At 4 o'clock in the Extremely Healthy Home session, learn to make your own organic cleaning and beauty products. Get great ideas for homeschool with an essential oils unit study. Learn about German stress buster oils for back-to-school kids. And register for our special MOM prize. Extremely Healthy You begins at 6:30. We'll focus on digestive health and internal cleansing with essential oils and hear from John Parker on emergency preparedness. Other treats include gifts, prizes, therapy chocolates, and Q&A with special guest Danny Golden. Join us for healthy fun Wednesday, August 31st at the Fort Collins Hilton. See bevparker.info, that's bevparker.info, or call 970-493-6789, 970-493-6789.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I began I'm back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Michael Shaw. And the telephone number, if you'd like to call, 877-254-7524. And we'll be with his guest, whoever it is, in just a moment. But before we do, Michael, would you like to get your website out and help people get in touch with you? And then we'll be to the caller.
Our website is freedomadvocates.org. We've existed now for over 10 years, addressing nothing but this issue. I mean, we look at America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, and we talk about what the nature of unalienable rights are. You know, the problem today with unalienable rights is no courts recognize them. No statutory framework acknowledges them. They have been lost as an idea in history. They're not even taught about in schools anymore. And, of course, it's that recognition in our Declaration of Independence that is that accounts for America's that accounts for America. You know, the greatest experiment in the history of humankind is simply being abandoned. And what we're doing today is we're ushering in this system of globalism to replace American values, and nothing is more instrumental in doing that at the local level. That's where it counts. The real battle is always local. Nobody does that more effectively than these ICLEI organizations. Now, the problem in Colorado is that Stacy Lynn, who Brian referred to in his call earlier, you know, Brian made reference to this woman, Stacy Lynn. She took the information, I think it started with this radio hour sometime last year, and she took that information to all of the communities, to citizen groups and all of the communities that I mentioned earlier, and has brought this into the attention of many people. The consequence has been that in Colorado, in Fort Collins, where she lives, the local government has come down upon her hands and foot, from the DA to the sheriff to the city council people, and have made her life miserable. They've dragged her into court. They've tried to take her child away from her. And the consequences of speaking out for her have been great. She needs the support of the people in Colorado. The people in Colorado need the leadership of people like Stacy Lynn, because you've got a real problem on your hands. Your state government is fully invested with this stuff now.
Amen. And if you try to tell the truth, they will come after you, ladies and gentlemen. And they have all sorts of means of doing it. We know of many instances where people who've tried to get the truth out and their lives have been meticulously destroyed, or they've died under mysterious circumstances, like Gary Webb, who exposed the CIA involvement with drugs and ended up shooting himself in the head twice because he wanted to be absolutely certain he was dead. Who's calling in?
Hello, Dr. Stan and Michael Shaw. This is Stacy Lynn.
Oh, Stacy, thank you so much for calling. Well, Sydney, how is the battle going?
Well, it's a fierce fight, but there's good news to report every day, and I'm encouraged by all the support from people around the United States. It's been fabulous.
Wonderful. Well, Sydney, are you getting any help from anybody in government?
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Dr. Stan, and I think you were asking if I was getting any help. There are groups in Colorado specifically who are helping in a number of ways with the current legal fight that I find myself in. And I do want people to know I am completely innocent of any wrongdoing. I've not been charged with any crimes. I've committed no wrongdoing, and the sheriff in Larimer County, Justin Smith, and the district attorney, Larry Abramson, are violating every right that I have that is undeniable, and they're also breaking laws to basically harass and intimidate me. I was just less than a week ago in the Larimer County Justice Center and was speaking to a secretary in an office and was surrounded by three Larimer County Sheriff's deputies whose sole purpose, it appears, was to scare me so that I would not continue to help people learn about their rights and protect themselves and their children. So it's a quite an interesting situation.
Now this includes the city of Fort Collins, is that right? And that's where you live?
That is correct. I don't currently live in the city. I've had to relocate, but I still am in Larimer County. So the city of Fort Collins and the county are both working together to basically threaten and intimidate me.
You know, Dr. Stan, you had made a comment earlier that people get run over if you begin to discuss these things, and I'm going to disagree a little bit. I think they do take on some people. They take on targets they want to take on, like Richard Rothschild in Maryland, who leads now, was elected to the Board of Supervisors for the purpose of kicking out Ickley, and they're trying to bring criminal charges against him as well. But by and large, you know, I've been doing this for 12 years. I mean, they may have stolen my land from me or continue to try to, but most of us don't get the kinds of attacks that Stacey's getting. The reason she's getting attacked is because she's a single woman. That's what I believe. I believe they try to take people that they either have to fight, like somebody who gets elected to office who begins to out this information, or citizens who they can squeeze, push, and run over, particularly citizens who are very effective at communicating this thing, and certainly Stacey has been. The people in Colorado need to take the action that Stacey's been suggesting in regard to this Ickley dynamic in cities all over the plains of Colorado and kick Ickley out. That probably means kicking out your local officials. And I think you do that best by threatening them with electing a sheriff who will do his constitutional duty and exercise his power under Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution and find that these allegiances and alliances with a foreign non-governmental organization which has been licensed by the United Nations for purposes of implementing world government in local American cities, that is global to local, that any official who in any way has anything to do with the approval of Ickley contracts needs to be replaced. And soon.
You know, when they started putting so much pressure on me over the last 9 months is something, a very powerful tool that I would love other Ickley fighters to know about. And I was able to get Democrats and Republicans to hear the message of Ickley. And these people, regardless of political affiliation, are now fighting as a group. And that's a very powerful force when you can get both political, main political parties to come together and say, we have a problem here. This is not okay with us. And that's when it started getting pretty intense. It's a fabulous thing to keep an open mind so that you can include all the people in the community instead of just focusing on your own political party that you're comfortable with. Get everybody involved, and that makes it very difficult for individuals to be singled out and attacked.
Well, I think you're right, Stacey, but clarifying that, it's not the Republican Party and the Democrat Party.
DA, like the sheriff, is they want a corrupt legal system that they can use so they can attack people who want to get the truth out. I'm not talking about something that's theoretical. This is what's really going on all across America. We'll be right back.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John.
This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
And here at the Park Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Michael Shaw, and we have Stacy Lim. Stacy, would you like to get your telephone number or website out so people could get in touch with you because they need leadership in that area? You're offering it, and I know you're paying a terrible price. How could people get in touch with you?
The best way for them to contact me is through my email. I haven't been able to keep a website up because it keeps getting attacked. So my email address is stacy underscore Lynn, Lynne, at comcast.net. And that's Stacy underscore Lynn at comcast.net. And I do want to say that I'm not getting a lot of the emails that are being sent to me. I'm having a lot of trouble with my computer security and also my phone. So I appreciate everyone's patience if they're emailing me and I'm not able to respond. I do want to say the Freedom Advocates website is a great resource for Agenda 21 and ICLEI information. It is loaded with easy-to-understand materials for people who are just starting out in this fight. And also, the good news in Colorado is there are groups, solid groups of people all across the state who are now taking on this fight in their own communities. And it's just fabulous to see it expanding and being successful.
Well, I'm looking forward, thanks, Stacy, when Colorado kicks out its first ICLEI organization. You know, the pace of the kickouts of ICLEI is accelerating. That doesn't mean the job is done, because we've got some other steps, and I hope to get into the next step that I think is in order for communities and people around the country. But certainly that first step has to be kicking out the closest ICLEI to where you are, because as you know, ICLEI, once it has a contract with the city, has connections with the county, it has connections with the region, which is what the federalists, or what the federal government likes to refer to areas today as regions that are controlled by organizations that include MPOs, that's Metropolitan Planning Organizations, and councils of government, a whole layer of government that you get out of eighth grade, you have no idea it exists, but is the layer of government that runs everything at the local level. You think your city council is important, but it's not. It does what these MPOs and COGs tell them to do. So we need to out ICLEI. We need to understand the alternative system of government that now exists in America, which at the local level is controlled by these federal organizations called Metropolitan Planning Organizations, or MPOs, and councils of government, which are called COGs. This is who makes all the decisions in your community. And of course, these organizations are also fully committed to the kind of smart growth principles that Brian talked about in his earlier phone call. It is why city money from the federal government is tied to cities' implementation of Agenda 21 policy. So we've got to begin to see how our system of government has been perverted by those insiders, Democrats and Republicans. Both parties are in on this. You know, that's why I like to say the real battle isn't between Democrats and Republicans or lefties and righties. The real battle is between Americans and globalists. Now, there aren't really that many globalists in this country, but it seems that anybody elected to office suddenly becomes one.
And this is, they have unlimited amounts of money because they tie into the financial cartel that can create money out of nothing. They simply just create the money through our banking system and through the Federal Reserve, which is a privately owned central bank created by the bankers for the bankers, and the bankers, believe me, are totally committed to the globalist concepts. Well, today our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you do have a question, 877-254-7524, but Stacy can get you information, get hold of her, send an email, and we hope Stacy will stay in touch with us so we can keep getting the information to you out there. Ladies and gentlemen, they've taken over control of your state at every level. This is how it's done, how freedom is lost, because all that's necessary for evil to triumph is that good people do nothing. Well, Stacy, there is a growing awareness there, and are you getting personally any support from the people there to help you?
I am. I won't be real specific, but the people who are supporting me are doing such fabulous work on a number of different levels. We did have a team of people from south of Fort Collins who spent 9 hours videotaping and audio taping the officials in Larimer County. We spent an entire day together documenting the crimes that they were committing against me and putting my life at risk. So we're getting a lot accomplished. And I would like to tell the people who are working in Colorado specifically to expose ICLEI and to get it out of their communities. Michael Shaw gave me a great bit of advice a few years ago, and that is to record everything, audio on a digital recorder or video tape everything, and that way you protect yourself. You can prove to the people that you're innocent, that you've done nothing wrong, and you can also keep a record of the elected officials' position on the United Nations and Agenda 21. So it's a very powerful tool, and that was one of the best things that you helped me understand. So thank you for that. And I am going to have to let you go, but I appreciate the opportunity to connect with all the people in Colorado and to hear your voices again. It's been wonderful.
God bless. Good to hear you, Stacy.
Thank you.
Best luck. And you're now laid into the hands of the people of Colorado for your protection and for their salvation, because unless we get rid of these MPOs, COGS, and ICLEI organizations in our communities, we are doomed.
God bless.
My hat is off to you.
All you do, Stacy, please keep in touch with us.
I will. Thank you both so much.
Bye-bye. And ladies and gentlemen, these are vicious people. These are people who have an agenda. They're well-paid, they're well-financed, and, of course, they want to destroy freedom. This is all about control. You see, it couldn't exist here. Why, if it did, the newspaper would tell me, television would tell me, the radio, what about Rush Limbaugh? Why doesn't he tell us this? And that's because Rush Limbaugh, great entertainer, I love him, but he's the finest conservative that money can buy. Well paid for what he does not tell you. And if he did tell you, why, of course, he would not be having the exposure that he does across America. Michael, we're just about out of time. Your parting thoughts for our listeners this morning?
Well, my parting thoughts, I'm going to make brief comment to the other dynamic I wanted to talk about today.
Hold that thought. I'm afraid we're out of time. God bless. Thanks for being with us. We'll get you on again real soon, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I stand back here at the American Network and with the guest, Michael Shaw. Michael, are you still there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Stan.
Okay, parting thought from you, and then we'll let you go because we've got to wrap up the program.
Okay, well, understanding ICLEI, getting ICLEI kicked out is important. I recommend people go to freedomadvocates.org. If you have a hard time reaching Stacey Lynn, you can contact her through us. Send me an email, and I'll make sure she gets the information that you want. But people need to be aware also of these metropolitan planning organizations and COGs, which are federal rearrangements of the state of Colorado, which takes every square inch of Colorado and puts it under one of these federal jurisdictions. Now, in Denver, it is called the Denver Regional Council of Governments. They call it Dr. COG. It is a it's in the Denver region of the state of Colorado. It includes nine counties. Dr. COG is the designated metropolitan planning organization in the transportation planning region. So what they get is federal dollars to do the kinds of things that Brian talked about, traffic calming, et cetera, set the stage, build the infrastructure for this new order called sustainable development or Agenda 21.
Michael, I'm going to have to get you on next week. We're already out of time. God bless. Thanks for everything you do. Can we get you on next week?
Sure can, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Thanks so much, and appreciate your being with us. Well, this is the time, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a challenge here. You've got to get involved. You've got to be out there letting people know what's going on. Go to freedomadvocates.org. Get my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, our syllabus, which will take you into their documentation, their global biodiversity assessment. We've summarized the 1,152 pages in that for you. We have a copy of the Earth Charter, which is the Mein Kampf of this. Really, there are three things that it's built upon. Maybe four, the Agenda 21, which you can get from Radio Liberty, the Global Biodiversity Assessment. It was a report that came out in 1994. And then the Earth Charter. And then, of course, the Georgia Guidestones give you an idea what this is about. They're all copies. You get three of them in our Sustainable Development Syllabus. The fourth you can order separately. Agenda 21, put out by the United Nations. If it's true, why doesn't your local newspaper tell you? Why doesn't Rush Limbaugh tell you? Why doesn't Sean Hannity tell you? Because they're paid very well not to do it. As Daniel Estulin, who writes about the Bilderbergers, says in his latest book, which we do have, incidentally, you can get it from Radio Liberty at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Daniel Estulin tells about when a couple of well-dressed gentlemen came to him and said, "We want to stop you to stop writing about the Bilderbergers. We have a check here for you." They handed him a check, and he said, "But there's no sum of money on the check. You didn't fill it in." And they said, "You fill it in, or write in whatever you want." Ladies and gentlemen, these people, of course, create money out of nothing. And then, of course, the ultimate game is the enslavement of the American people. Daniel Estulin lives over in Spain. We can get his book. You can hear the story. But I've heard many similar stories. They simply purchase people, either that or they threaten them. I know one gentleman who was sent to jail repeatedly for trumped up charges and finally told, if you ever again talk about the things that you've been talking about, you will never get out of prison. Why do you think that one in every 33 Americans is in prison, probation, or parole today? Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The biggest self-reliance expo in the U.S. is back, and it's bigger and better than ever at the Denver National Western Complex Friday, September 16th from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m., and Saturday, September 17th from 9 until 6 p.m. Tickets available at the door or online at selfrelianceexpo.com. Join local experts and exhibitors from around the country who will provide you with progressive products and services like alternative energy resources and long-term food storage and water storage. Attend classes on canning, bread making, and soap making, and much more, like meeting Discovery Channel's co-star of the series Dual Survival, David Canterbury. Achieve a more sustainable and self-reliant lifestyle for yourself and your family and enjoy promotional samples, freebies, exciting giveaways, and draw.